Downtown Spark is coming back May 25th to June 4th across the downtown area. Tracy Hyatt is the Marketing and Communications Director with the Edmonton Downtown Business Association, and she's with us. First of all, talk to us a little bit about what the purpose of Downtown Spark is. Why is it so important?
The last couple years have been pretty difficult and stressed out, and the whole point of this is to have fun and activate public spaces. So it's a new downtown arts festival, and we're bringing in these large-scale inflatable sculptures from around the world. We're also commissioning some works from local design groups, and this is the third year that we're doing it. So it started actually in the pandemic when there were few opportunities to gather, and this is the third year that we're doing it, and it's been growing and growing. So we just want people to get out, have fun, connect, and enjoy themselves.
There's also some entertainment with a couple of parties this year.
Saturday, June 2nd, we're closing down McDonald Drive, and we're having a free show. So that's our Downtown Spark block party. Four bands are going to be playing. William Prince is the headliner. He's from Peguis First Nation in Manitoba. I don't know if anybody saw him last year at the Edmonton Folk Music Festival, but he was amazing. He's been really blowing up in the past couple of years, written a song with Serena Ryder. He's performed with Buffy St. Marie in Ottawa at the National Arts Center, and he just released an album in April. So we're extremely lucky to have him, and also very lucky that we all get to see him for free.
Nice Horse will be there. Kyle McKerney, too.
Kyle McKerney, he's a super exciting artist from Calgary. He sounds a little bit like Steve Earle, a bit of country rock, but really fun and energetic on the stage, really gets everybody moving. So he's just putting the final touches on his second album, A Traveler's Lament. So I assume we're going to hear some new tunes and some of his old stuff. Super excited for that one.
There's also the 80s video dance party. Everybody loves an 80s video dance party. And then you're also bringing in some science into it with the Science Sunday as well.
Yeah, so, you know, we really try to appeal to everyone, so kids and adults. So we have the 80s and 90s video dance party, and then Science Sunday with the TELUS World of Science. They're going to be doing a whole bunch of experiments. So much fun. Churchill Square is going to have a splash day, so they are turning on the City Hall pool for the first time. There'll be games. There's a couple of bands there. And, you know, the biggest thing about Churchill Square is the largest installation that we have, Evanescence, and that's the one from Australia, will be on Churchill Square. So you remember when you were a kid and you used to blow bubbles and you always tried to blow the largest bubble you could? Well, like, imagine if you could blow the world's largest bubble. You're going to see six of those in Churchill Square. They're beautiful bubbles.
What is your favorite part of the festival?
I think my most favorite event that I look forward to every year is Bark and Brew. So that's at Alex Dakota Park. And of course, Alex Dakota was the first Indigenous police officer in Canada. And so we have a huge dog party for 2 days there on the Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be super dogs. They do performances like tricks. There's going to be dog vendors there. We're going to have treats. So it's a lot of fun. Performers will be there as well. That's my most favorite. And I don't even have a dog, but I just like being there. There's something, it just makes you so happy when you're around dogs and you get to pet all these cute animals. It just puts you in a really great mood. So you'll see me there every day.
Where can we go to find a schedule of what's happening?
EdmontonDowntown.com. There you can find everything. So the daily program we talked about, the information for the free block party on Saturday, June 2nd, and all sorts of activities happening every day. There's six locations, so we're encouraging people to just walk downtown. You can scoot. We're doing scooter tours of all the six installations, and check out everything.
What a great way to get to know our downtown. You can also find the link on our website too, ravenradio.ca. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you, Shannon.